It is time for our Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, of course, on the web. And they've got a great app for your smartphone as well. And also, what I really find the most convenient is that chronological calendar of events that are in our region right there on the homepage. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Hello, Marshall. It's lovely to be back. And oh my gosh, it's beginning to feel a bit Christmassy out there, or the holidays are in with a vengeance. And I was hearing from some of the retailers locally that this cold snap has really driven sales of Christmas items one way and another. So that's good news as well. And the dog's loving the snow, so we're enjoying it.
We'll start off in Rhinebeck then, the Terrapin restaurant going through December 21st.
Yeah, what I'm trying to find this week in the run up to the holidays is little local places and events that perhaps, you know, bring us back, give us a chance to go out locally, but not to worry about traveling too far, and but find some fun things that probably people may have spotted but may not have spotted on the radar. And so I want to bring their attention to them. And on Tuesday, the 19th, and it runs through the 21st, as you say, the Terrapin restaurant in Rhinebeck is doing these lovely things. They do it every year. It's called their Holiday Beer Dinner, and it's very reasonably priced. It's basically a rather festive four-course dinner, which they sort of make exciting. I love it because if you look at the menu on the website, it includes shepherd's pie with lamb, which is one of my favorites. It's all prepared by Chef Kroner. But what they do is they pair it with seven seasonal beers. And this is the time of year when they do all these special beers as well. So that's really lovely. And just to put it in context, I mean, Terrapin was named the best farm-to-table restaurant in the Hudson Valley. So, I mean, you have a chance to enjoy a really great restaurant with a special sort of festive four-course, reasonably priced dinner. It goes on basically this week, starts the Tuesday and runs through Thursday. So anyway, see the website for their full menu and obviously to make reservations as well. But try that out at Terrapin Restaurant.
Well, head to Germantown on the 19th with the Germantown Library.
Well, actually, no. The Germantown Library is presenting What's Cooking, but they're doing it at Gaskins in Germantown on the 19th. And Gaskins is really a lovely restaurant up there. What they're doing is a holiday cooking demonstration, but specifically they are going to create a holiday menu. So it's a real chance to actually find something that's quite unusual to prepare for your holiday meals. So Sarah Gaskins-Surez and Nick Surez will be giving visitors sort of a tour inside the Gaskins kitchen. And then Nick is going to show people how to create this holiday menu, which is going to be pan-seared duck breast, roasted Brussels sprouts and bacon, and sweet potato gratin. It's all organized by the Germantown Library, so you do have to pre-register because I suspect that there's going to be a lot of demand and not much room. But it looks like a great cooking lesson to try out. That's Tuesday, December the 19th, up there in Germantown.
Our good friends at the Wissahick Project have their open studios coming up.
Yeah, again, this is a lovely organization. The Wissahick Project is all about bringing artists and the community together, and they've done it incredibly well in the Wissahick. And every month they have a open studios, which gives us locals the opportunity to pop into their area where they're working in the bar and the studios, and see what the artists in residence have been producing, and talk to them, and ask questions, and really get involved. So that's this month. It's on Wednesday, December the 20th, starting at 6 o'clock. And usually there is some cider or some wines and things like that as well. And it really is an opportunity to get involved in what the artists in the community are doing. So definitely try that out in Wassaic, December the 20th.
On the 21st through the 23rd, it looks like Hudson's the place to be.
Well, Hudson's always the place to be. And in fact, actually, there's a lot going on in Hudson this week. So I'll tell you about more of that later. But you're right. Every year, we've talked about it in the past, the Walking the Dog Theatre has a Christmas show. And this year, it's a Christmas Carol with the Charles Dickens holiday classic. They've been doing it for many years, so it's a really great fun. But we've talked about Walking the Dog Theatre before, but I do want to mention they all are about using the theatre to inspire and entertain, but also to build community. So they bring in children, teens, adults, and they encourage them in their own creative sort of avenues and really stimulate artistic life in Hudson and particularly in some undeserved areas. And this is a great fun. They normally, by the way, do works of William Shakespeare, but obviously because it's the Christmas holidays, they're doing Christmas Carol. It's going to be directed by Ted Pugh and performed by David Anderson. It is a really lovely show, well worth going to. You have to go to their website for all the times, but it starts on December the 21st and runs through Saturday, December 23rd.
Let's head to Williamstown for a couple of events on the 21st.
Yeah, there's some really interesting things here. So you can start at Hops and Vines, which is a great little restaurant there. And they have brought in 10 local ceramic artists who are going to be putting on a little show, and you can buy some of their handmade ceramic goods, and which are perfect for last-minute gifts, by the way. It's only a one-day event, only on that Thursday, the 21st, up in Hops and Vines. But it really is great fun. Starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can pop in and later on and get a drink as well, and maybe something to eat, and runs till about 8 o'clock in the evening. But also, on that Thursday, the 21st, there's an event which just is absolutely fabulous. They are having the 1753 House 44th Annual Carol Sing. This is all organized by Deborah Burns and the OK Chorale. And they lead a cappella singing of carols by a absolutely fabulous roaring fireplace in the 1753 House. Now, I will tell you that they do provide carol books and hot mulled cider, but you are going to have to dress warmly because there's no heating in the house. And it really is a fascinating story. The 1753 house is a historical replica of a regulation settler's home as it would have been built in 1753. It's located, everyone's driven past, if you've driven into Williamstown, you've probably driven past it and didn't even realize it was there. It's located in the center of the roundabout that, as you drive into Williamstown up Route 7 from Pittsfield. And it's essentially, it was a replica which was built in 1953, so to celebrate the bicentennial of Williamstown. It is really amazing. So, because if you put it in its historical context, the regulations were that settlers could settle in the Hoosick Valley, which is now Williamstown and North Adams, and they had to cut down the trees on their land and build a small house, which was 15 feet by 18 feet and at least 7 foot high, and then they gained title to their lot. So this was be a typical town that would have been, house that would have been built in 1753 in the town. It is amazing, and you realize how tough life would have been in 1753 out there in Williamstown. So check it out. Dress warmly. Take a candle or a flashlight or whatever it is, and get your singing voice on. And it's really great fun. That's at 7 o'clock actually at the 1753 house on Thursday, December the 21st.
Let's move to December 23rd, and let's move to New Preston.
Yeah, New Preston is all, you know, lovely, lots of shops that go. And I saw this, and I thought it looked interesting. The Smithy store is having an event. It's called a Meet the Maker event. And what they're doing is they're bringing in Joy Newton of Joy Newton Designs. And she is going to use flax tea towels and napkins to demonstrate the art of furoshiki, which is a traditional Japanese art of wrapping cloth around all sorts of objects, often in elaborate shapes. Sounds something really unusual. She's also going to have a variety of tea towels and napkins available to purchase, but you can see how these can be wrapped into really unusual shapes, made interesting. So that's at the Smithy store at starting at 12 o'clock, runs till about 3 o'clock in New Preston on Saturday the 23rd.
And on the 23rd in Hudson, it's the return of Unsilent Night.
Yeah, this is a great event and well worth traveling to as well. So in partnership with Wave Farm, they're bringing back Phil Klein's Unsilent Night. And this one is going to be led by Phil himself. And what happens is everyone gathers at the public square, you know, which is where Warren and 7th Street meet. And then they march down to the promenade. And this year, the route celebrates the fact that Hudson has got so many little alleys and enclaves and winding corridors and byways. And it is amazing. If you haven't heard about it, it's really interesting. So what happens is that Phil Klein developed this many years ago. How do I explain it? Essentially, what happens is that he developed a whole series of music, four tracks. And when he started it, he started it by giving all sorts of participants, all friends who joined him for the evening, a cassette of this music and a boombox. And then they literally walked through the town simultaneously playing this music, and it's a, you know, carefully chosen route all winding through the city. It's become an amazing event, and it's gone on, it goes on all around the world. The music lasts about 45 minutes, which was, by the way, the length of one side of a cassette tape, and I think it started in Greenwich Village. But it's gone now. There are hundreds of towns all around the world, towns and cities all around the world, all on four different continents, with thousands of participants all joining in. And it's a really amazing thing. So you all parade down. He tells you when to press the button on your boombox, and you all parade down. Now, of course, nowadays, you don't use a cassette. You can actually download the music file from their website, which you can get to via Rural Intelligence. And then you can put it on your own form of boombox or phone or Bluetooth speaker or whatever it is. And then when he tells you to press go, everyone presses go at the same time. The music starts and it really is magical as people walk down the this route which winds through Hudson. And it's great to have Phil Klein and myself actually doing this. It's been going on for since 1992. So it's been around for a fair time, and it's great fun. Anyway, so that's on Saturday, December the 23rd in Hudson, and it starts at 7 o'clock. So get there a few minutes early, and you can either watch, but actually the great thing is to participate, and it's so easy to do.
And to wrap things up on the 23rd, we're going to have something slightly different in music at Infinity Hall.
Music students. And Infinity Hall is welcoming back actually the youngest winner of the NBC program, The Voice, who is a Connecticut native. He's just 18 years old. It's called Sawyer Fredericks. He is, the music's great. You'll enjoy his music. He's on a big tour at the moment, but he's back in Connecticut, so it's great fun. A lot of people will know him because of his rendition of I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow. And this is going to be really popular, I suspect, with a younger crowd. So a great fun evening at Infinity Hall, December the 23rd, starts at 8 o'clock. Do try and book a seat early because you don't want to be disappointed. It's going to be very crowded, I suspect.
All right. And Mark, to you, your family, and your extended family at Rural Intelligence, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. And the same to everyone at Robin Hood and our listening area. Have a great time.